The Leonard Girls, written by Deborah Chaloner and read by Pania Mowat. April 1969, Malacca, Malaysia. Sam Apanui sat back in the non-commissioned officers' club at Terendak Garrison and lit a cigarette. It had been a long, hot, hard day, and it was still hot. But he'd had a shower and a feed, and he'd just opened his third Tiger beer. So everything was all right. Well, most things were. He eyed his cousin and best mate, Eddie Irwin, and said, "Bloody G.I. Joe was on with his John Wayne bullshit again today." Eddie laughed. And when Eddie laughed, Sam always felt better. His cousin wasn't the most handsome bloke, but he had the sort of face and personality that made you feel as though, no matter what went wrong, with him you'd be okay. Always welcoming, always happy to see you. Sam's mother, Kura, and Eddie's mum, Wiki, were cousins, and Sam and Eddie had been mates since they were little kids in Hawke's Bay. And it had stayed that way when their families moved to Auckland in the 50s. "What was he saying this time?" Eddie asked. Sam rolled his eyes.
"Some shit about how he's going to take some ears."
He made air quote marks.
"Like the grunts do. Reckons he's going to wear them like a necklace. A trophy sort of thing."
"Ears? Like proper ears off someone's head?"
Sam nodded.
"Sounds a bit smelly,"
Eddie said, lighting a smoke.
"I never saw any grunts do that. Did you? I think he's been reading too many commando comics. I reckon it's time you had a word with the captain."
"He knows.
And so does Lieutenant Wilton. And the Sarge.
I still think it's not too late to leave G.I. Joe off the bus."
Eddie stared at the burning end of his cigarette for a second.
"Have you had a word with G.I. about it? You know, about why he actually goes on like that?"
"I thought about it. But where does a man start?" Sam said. "Hey, G.I., why are you such a wanker?"
"Yeah. I'm glad he's in your section and not mine," Eddie said.
Sam made a face and took a sip of his beer. G.I. Joe, whose real name was Kevin Allsop, was a worry. And an idiot. Apparently, he'd signed up with the specific aim of going to Vietnam, or up top, to kill gooks. And as far as Sam and Eddie were concerned, he was the worst sort of tourist, not a professional soldier at all. The two of them had joined the army 5 years back when they were 18, had been on active duty in Borneo, and had each already done a tour of duty in Vietnam with Victor One Company in 1967. So were old hands. Professional hands. Back home at Burnham Camp in New Zealand, they'd volunteered for a second tour with Victor Four, though it wasn't called that yet. Even though the unofficial news coming back from Vietnam wasn't that positive, particularly after the communists' shockingly successful offensive the previous year during Tet, the Vietnamese New Year celebrations. Officially, though, the US and her allies were winning. Much of Victor Four was made up of new recruits, but while some had come through the National Service Training Scheme, and others via the Regular Force Cadet School at Wairu Military Camp, and some had just walked off the street and joined up, they'd all done the 8 weeks basic training, followed by 6 months of infantry corps training based at Burnham Camp, plus a month-long training exercise in North Queensland.